sistersinbusiness.net. Blog Talk Radio. Hi, I'm Cecilia Kelly, and welcome to this edition of sistersinbusiness.net's Blog Talk Radio. Sisters in Business, networking, advertising, marketing, and empowerment. Empowering women in business and the communities that they serve. Join us now as we go into the studio with today's special guest. Good morning to our listening audience. This is Tequila Kelly, and joining me in the studio today is Pastor Jamail Morris of the New Monumental Baptist Church in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Good morning, Pastor Morris.
Good morning to you, too.
We're so glad you could join us. We're wanting to hear more about this wonderful movement. It's called the Movement Youth Ministry at New Monumental Baptist Church, and they're going to have an upcoming event on Saturday, September the 22nd, 2012. Tell us more about that event, Pastor Morris.
Well, basically, the event is a block party, so we're basically blocking off the block, and the whole idea of why we're doing this is because the community we live in has had a lot of violence and crimes that have happened. So we basically want to reimagine the block with laughter, fun, and entertainment, and just have a joyful time. It's for all the whole entire family to come out and just enjoy themselves. We're going to have a stellar nominee artist, Bizzle, who has done a wonderful job in just speaking directly to the youth. We're going to have a Christian comedian. Food's going to be great. Hot wings, fried fish sandwiches. It's going to be a joyful time for just everybody. So I love for the whole community to come out and just celebrate us actually reclaiming the community and give it back to its rightful people that needs to actually do the right things with it.
Oh, wow. That is so exciting. And that's the kind of thing we're wanting in our communities, to enliven them and just embolden them in such a positive way. So this movement, tell us, how did it come about?
Well, this is actually our second block party. The first one that we did was last year in October. And basically how it all came is that when I'm a guy that loves going to church, but I always realized that a lot of our activities happen outside the church. You know, we meet on church Sundays and Wednesdays. But then throughout the week, you know, what's there? So I really like to reach outside the four walls of the church and speak directly into the community that we're at. Because I feel like if a church is on the block and there's crime there, too, the two things don't relate. That we actually have to reach out and help solve or help find solutions to help with the crime problem, the gangs problems and things like that. So our block really started with me looking around the neighborhood and say this neighborhood needs to be revived in such a way that actually brings light back into the dark areas of the neighborhood.
Wow. You know, as you were speaking, I was thinking about the scripture that talks about a city that sits on a hill is like a light, and what a wonderful light this is going to be. So I'm just thanking God for you all's ministry. Tell me, who supports you in this ministry? Tell me about the leadership team that you work with at New Monumental.
Well, the main support that I think any youth pastor or youth director has to have on board is the senior pastor. Pastor Roderick Ware is a wonderful man of God that is really tied to the community. He's one of the main guys that put together the team, and then we have other individuals like the children pastor, who also works with me on UTC's campus, Whitney Joe Murphy. And we have Trent Williams, who's the musician, Audrey Miller. And if I start naming names, I may leave out people, but we have pretty much a committee of probably 7 or 8 key people within the church and some outside the church that's helping us with this event. But Pastor Roderick Ware is the one that actually gave the okay and is really like 100% behind what we're doing.
You know, I heard you say that you believe there is such a need to reach outside of the four walls of the church. The church is a living organism, and it really is in us. So it means we have to be outside doing that ministry. Now, you're doing something innovative that's very 21st century, in that you're bringing in a YouTube, very renowned performer by the name of Bizzle.
Yes.
Tell us more about him.
Well, Bizzle, he actually made a huge impact probably around 4 or 5 years ago. That one thing that Bizzle was actually a secular recording artist at the time, probably like 6 years ago, he was a secular recording artist. But he became kind of upset and frustrated on how Christianity was dealt with mainstream artists, that they was taking shots at Christianity. So he decided to actually make a song in response to that. As a secular artist, but in making that song, he actually came to Christ completely. And most of his music really deals with what goes on in our communities. And basically, he's just calling people up to leadership, that we have to actually, as Christians, become model citizens that people can look at and see that we practice truth and not only speak truth. So Bizzle is a wonderful artist. Like, he is a YouTube sensation. He just had his album, is a Tough Love and Parables, that actually was like number 7 that on iTunes, on the hip hop iTunes. And this is not just gospel, but this is all over. So he's doing a wonderful job, and I'm so proud that he's going to join us.
Oh, wow. That is so cool. I believe that this is going to be a far-reaching, outreaching message for our community. I want you to also just elaborate on some of the other activities and performers or participants who will be at the event.
Yes, we're bringing in a lot of different things. It's not just hip-hop heavy. We have Jermaine Purifoy, who's a wonderful singer, and actually was on American Idol twice. They called him back for a second time, and he got very close to getting to the final cut. He ended up not making it, but he has a wonderful, beautiful voice. I've known him for almost 15 years, and he sings wonderful. People that love just a great voice, and he just does it mainly behind just a piano. We're also inviting people out, like Woodmore's elementary school teacher, Dalewood Middle School, and Brainerd High School teacher, to actually like share between performing acts, because I believe that each one of us have to work to fight what's going on in our community, and them in the educational system, and us as ministers of the gospel, that we have to work hand in hand in fixing this problem. So they're going to come and and briefly share about their new administration and how they see that also education can help in what we're up against.
So it sounds like everybody's going to have an opportunity to put at work their gifts.
Yes.
And plant seeds so that more good harvest can come up in our communities, right?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
man,
absolutely.
This is so, so fabulous. Well, can you just tell the listening audience exactly, again, where is it going to be, when, how to get there, where to park?
It's going to actually be at New Monumental Baptist Church. That's where the actual main stage. And just to let you know a little other things that are going on, if you have a lot of kids probably under the age of 11, we have a children side where they're going to have jumpies, more like field day type of events for the younger kids. The address is 901 Woodmore Lane, Chattanooga, Tennessee, 37411. You can park in the back of the church. We'll actually have people out there directing people where to park, because we're expecting and praying for over 1,000 people attending. So, yes, you can park in back of the church, and we'll have people directing exactly where to park at.
Sounds great. Thank you, Pastor Jamal.
Thank you.
Come on out Saturday, September 22nd, 2012, from 4 o'clock p.m. to 9 p.m. That's Our Block 2 by the Movement Youth Ministry at New Monumental Baptist Church.